Bob Kane.
Well, Brad, he's a former state senator. Senator Rob Kane formerly is now a Republican state auditor, and he's in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How do you like your new job?
Well, I'm fighting a head cold, so don't adjust your radio.
I noticed that when I saw your interview on television last night.
I know.
Said, gee, Rob's got a cold.
Telling me that. Oh, my God. I like it, actually. Thank you for asking. We do good work. You know, I have 104 professionals that work for us. They all have advanced degrees, and they're all, excited about what they do, and they look for ways to save the state taxpayer money, and I like it. Yes, thank you. I appreciate you asking.
Now, this what you uncovered involving the administration at Naugatuck Valley Community College in Waterbury, what can you tell our audience what happened here?
Well, there was a few different findings in the actual report, but most importantly, there is a Follett Educational Group, which manages and maintains a number of bookstores within the community college system, probably about 12 or so. And the deal with the community college is that 1.25% of the gross revenue would go back to the school in the form of scholarships for textbooks for students. And apparently there were 9 different transactions that we found where the school was taking that money and using it for the president's cabinet, as well as buying books and gift cards for individuals, and just a misappropriation of funds.
What? How could they even think of doing something like that?
You know, Dan, Brad, I apologize. It's a great question. You know, you wonder why these things take place the way they do. We are here to ensure that there are controls in place, and when they're not followed, certainly, that's when we report on them and try to bring that to the legislature and to the governor. But again, it's all about controls. That's right. And you would think you and I wouldn't do that in our own checkbooks at home or at a business or what have you. But, these things take place, unfortunately.
So now will this college have to pay some kind of a penalty?
I don't know. That's a great question. A number of people have asked me that. All we can do is report. If there's something found beyond that, that's up to different agencies to take control of. But if you look at this report, it's fiscal years 14 and 15. The response from the agency is that, they understood that it took place and it will no longer happen again. And we will go back in, of course, on 16 and 17 to do another audit and ensure that it's not taking place then again.
You know, Rob, when I see something like this, I can't help but think and just wonder, in the state of Connecticut, and we are in a tough, tough time right now. There's no question about it. We don't have any money. And how much of this could be saved? If the state was run correctly, how much could we save and make the state so we're not getting new taxes all the time? Now, we're going to have a raise. We're going to, a lot of people are going to save some money with this Trump tax cut. However, Dan was talking earlier, we were talking together about this, but not in Connecticut because we got such bills.
Well, Brad, you hit the nail on the head. I think, again, it's about controls within these agencies and adhering to them and making sure that these agencies stick to them. You're right. Our budget dollars are precious at this point. We see deficits after deficits. You know that. We've had conversations over the years in my time in the legislature on the Appropriations Committee. Every dollar is crucial. So I agree with you 100%. And that's kind of what I've been doing on the Appropriations Committee, and that's why I like what I'm doing now is ensuring that these things don't take place. But all we can do is report on them. I wish in my time in the legislature I interacted more with the auditors of public accounts. Now I'm trying to change that and make sure that the legislature knows what we do and we bring it up. So, when this agency head, this department head is in front of the Appropriations Committee, the legislators can ask those questions, ask the exact question you just asked, and hold their feet to the fire, because we're the only eyes and ears inside state agencies for the legislature.
Talking with Republican State Auditor Rob Kane and our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. Rob, getting back to Naugatuck Valley Community College, did the administrators know that they were actually engaging in this activity and redirecting funds?
Yeah, if you look at the report, I encourage your listeners to look at it as well. It's on our website on the cga.ct.gov/APA, and you'll see a list of all the reports, quite honestly, but you'll see this one. And just look at the agency responses. And a lot of times they will concur. Sometimes you'll see responses that, oh, no, this, you know, and you know, come up with these excuses or responses. But for the most part, they do understand that these things took place. They you know, they have to adhere to it or admit to it, certainly, and understand that, you know, we've come down on them, if you will, for what has taken place, and then try to change it for the next time.
And I know it might only be $3,354, but my question when I read something like this is, how many other administrations within the community college system, let's say, might be engaging in similar activity?
That's the one.
Well, that's a great question. And if you look at the report, we found personal service agreements that were questionable. You look at payroll questions and part-time staffers. You look at there was with the president's scholarship. I mean, you know, we've actually, this originally came from a whistleblower complaint. So I encourage people to contact us and make those complaints, because that's how you find these things a lot of times, Dan, is people will step up and say, hey, this is wrong. And, you know, we have a lot of great state employees who will do that. And they can be anonymous, and you and I can do it as well. So those are the ways we find it. That's what we have to do.
My advice to them would be anonymous, because somebody in New Haven government was not anonymous, and that person, and I know that's nothing to do with you, that person was a whistleblower and now is out of a job. So, but that's another story for another day. Anonymous is a key, I would think, Rob.
Well, we do have protections under the law for whistleblowers, certainly, but you can be anonymous. But either way, you need to bring it to the attention. You know, almost, I hate to use the word phrase, see something, say something, but, you know, in that's more severe instances that we talk about that phrase. But certainly, when it comes to dollars and cents, it belongs to all of us, right? I mean, we're all taxpayers.
Right.
You know, so it belongs to all of us. So I think we need to make sure that that takes place.
You know, Rob, though, one of the things that just bothers me all the time is I can't figure out, because you don't need to go to MIT or Harvard to figure it out. I can't figure out if people know what the budget is. Stick with the budget. If it's supposed to be for this, use it for that. And if we did this and just didn't waste money, we would be in good shape here in Connecticut. And it just seems that nobody pays attention to that. And that's the reason we dig the hole that we dig.
Yeah, you know, Brad, I get it. And that's the frustration I've heard for a long time. You know, I don't want to paint everyone with that same brush, but certainly there are circumstances that take place that we find that come up that exactly what you're talking about. And that's what we do, is we report on those. I think it's up to the administration. It's up to the legislature. It's up to those agency heads, commissioners, what have you, to hold the line on these things, and most of them do. You know, a lot of times what we find is it's just about controls. It's not necessarily nefarious in any way, but certainly it's just about controls.
Rob, do you know offhand, since you came on board early in the year in this position, how much you've been able to save or point out has been wasted of the taxpayers' money?
You know, that's a good question. I don't have a figure for you off the top of my head on a Thursday morning, but certainly, you know, we give ideas to the legislature during this last deficit go around. We certainly gave a few ideas to the legislature in regards to savings. I know there's a few ideas that come out of our auditors. You know, we're talking about people that have advanced degrees. They're CPAs. They're fraud examiners. You know, they're professionals. They do good work. So we do come up with some good ideas. We really do.
You know, before we wrap up the interview, you said something that really struck a chord with me, that when you were in the legislature, you wish you had interacted more with auditors. How would you go about doing that? If you're a lawmaker today, what should they do in order to interact more with the auditors?
First, they did pass a bill that says that when an audit comes out, and certainly if it has repeat findings, they can hold a public hearing. And I think that's important. They have hearings held by whichever committee of cognizance, and let's bring these agencies in and talk about what's taking place. I think they should read our reports. I certainly didn't do it enough when I was in the legislature, and shame on me. But, you know, we have some really good findings, and especially if they're repeat findings, Dan. You'll see a lot of our reports right off the get-go. It'll say, you know, for example, we have 12 findings, 6 of which have been repeated. That shouldn't take place. Anytime there's repeat findings, something needs to be changed.
You know, Rob, this morning just hit me. We're going to have you on from time to time because this is important to the listener. There's no question about it. And I think it should be more important than it already is, and perhaps that's what you're going to make it.
More importantly, though, take care of that cold, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Okay,
thanks,
thank
Rob.
You.
Take care.
You know, he was a good...
He is, and we want to get his counterpart on the Democrats on, too.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.